Okay, so as always, just begin by just being aware of your bodies. Being aware of your breath moving your body. And just locate yourself in space. Sitting on the chair. Sitting in your room. Letting your sense of the body and your senses bridge between the inside and the outside. Now I'm going to begin just by chanting the name Yud He Shin Vav He, and then we'll go into the Kabbalistic cross and the normal procedure. But I'll start off with the chant. Yud He Shin Vav He. Yud He Shin Vav He. Yud He Shin Vav He. Shin Vav He. Yud He Shin Vav He. Yud He Shin Vav He. Yud He Shin Vav He. Vav He. Yud He Shin Vav He. Vav He. Yud He Shin Vav He. Yud He Shin Vav He. Yud He Shin Vav He. So just feeling the vibration of the chant in your bodies. Thank you. Feeling beginning, feeling the sense of entering into the field of the sacred. Embodying, incarnating the name. Embodying the letter Yud, the deep will. The letter He, the deep imagination. The Shin, the breath of the spirit. The Vav, the shaping mind. The He, final, the body. Being the embodied name, uniting will and imagination, the free breath of the spirit with the mind that shapes and the body that anchors. Uniting the letters of the name, uniting the aspects of your being. Being one. Being the living bone that points to itself, that acquires flesh and breath and life. And from this place of embodying the spirit, we will practice together the Kabbalistic cross, inviting in the life energy, inviting in the quality of balance, the particular quality of dynamic balance that the Egyptians called Ma'at. Placing your dominant hand upon your forehead, we say together, Ate. Ate. Bringing your hand down the body and the light down into the ground, we say Malchut. Bringing your hand to the right shoulder where there is a sphere of brilliant red light, we say Vegevura. Vegevura. Bringing the light over to the left shoulder to the sphere of blue light, we say Vegedula. Vegedula. Bringing the hands to the center, we say Le'olam Amen. Le'olam Amen. Again. Ade. One last time. Ade Malud Vegevira Vegendula Amen. sit with your bodies and feel the sense of being the living pair of scales, the embodiment of dynamic balance. Feeling the vertical dimension, feeling the left and the right, feeling the sense of center. Being the living tree in the midst of the garden, the giver and the bestower of life. So paying attention to that sense of the vertical, that vertical axis of the body. Going right down to the middle of the body, along the line of the spine, down into the earth and up into space. Contemplating the middle pillar. Being aware of the sphere of pure white light above your head, the sphere of Keter, the crown. Sensing that diamond white light that is both the crown and the source of our being. Feeling the effect of linking with Keter consciously. Feeling the effect of the radiant diamond white light as it touches your body and environment as it is invited in. The name of God attributed to Keter is Aye. I will be that which I will be. I invite you to chant this with me 4 times as we deepen in to the sense of Keter, the crown. Aye. Feel the incandescent light of Keter descending to the level of the throat, where it becomes an incandescent sphere of grey, purple, mauve, the sphere of mystery, the art, the knowing of not knowing. Feel the link between Keter and the art, between the art and Keter. And here we chant the name Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh-Elohim. I create. Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh-Elohim. 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 Yud He Vav He Elohim. Feel the incandescent white light descending deeper, down into the level of the heart, and at the solar plexus, where it becomes a sphere of brilliant golden light, the inner sun of Tiferet, the place of balance and beauty. And here we chant Yud-Heh Vav-Heh Eloah Vadat, the creative God made manifest in the living heart. Yud-Heh Vav-Heh Eloah Vadat, Yud-Heh Vav-Heh Avadant, Yud Heh Vav Heh Eloh Avadant. Feel the connection between Tiferet and the art, between the art and Tiferet, between the art and Keter, between Keter and the art, as the middle pillar incarnates into the field of the body-mind. Now let the light descend down into the pelvis, where it becomes a sphere of blues and greens and silvers, the sphere of Yesod, the foundation of life. Feel the connection between Yesod and Tiferet, between Tiferet and Yesod. And here we chant the name Shaddai El Chai, the almighty power of life. Shaddai El Chai, Shaddai El Chai, Shaddai El Chai, Shaddai El Chai. Feel a connection between Yesod and Tiferet, between Tiferet and Yesod, between Tiferet and the art, between the art and Tiferet, between the art and Keter, between Keter and the art. Letting the light descend even further, to slightly below us, beneath our feet, where it becomes a sphere of pure white light touched with rainbow colours. And as the white light incarnates into the field of Malchut, it acquires all the colours of earth and the deep blackness of radiant matter. Feel the Malchut center, the anchor point, the magnetic anchor of our being that roots us here and now. And together here we chant Adonai Haaretz, the sovereignty of the living earth. Adonai Haaretz, Adonai Haaretz, Adonai Haaretz, Adonai Haaretz, Adonai Haaretz, Adonai, Adonai, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Adonai, Adonai Haaretz, Adonai, Adonai Haaretz. Feel the connection between Malchut and Yesod. Between Yesod and Malchut, between Yesod and Tiferet, between Tiferet and Yesod, between Tiferet and Da'at, between Da'at and Tiferet, between Da'at and Keter, between Keter and Da'at. Feel the qualities of the spheres, the timeless radiance of Keter, the creative moving mystery that is Da'at, the sense of balance and compassion that is Tiferet, the power of life that is Yesod, and the shaped magnetic energies of Malchut. Be the tree in the midst of the garden. Be the pillar that upholds the world. Now we will circulate the light together. As you breathe in, unify your mind with Keter. As you breathe out, a sheet of white light. Descend the front of your body down to Malchut. As you breathe in again, let the light rise behind you and return to Keter. And then just continue this process for 6 times. Sending the light down, bringing the light up. On an out breath, send the light down from Keter down the front of the body. On the in breath, bring it up the back of the body. And then when you've completed the cycle, just rest for a moment, sensing the middle pillar, sensing the effect on your body of circulating the light. Beginning the second exercise, as you breathe in, unify your mind with Ketta. As you breathe out, send the light down the left side of your body. As you breathe in, bring the light up the right side of your body. And just circulate the light for about 6 cycles. When you complete the cycle again, just sit with the body, noticing the effect of the movement of the light. And then bring your attention down to Malkut. As you breathe in and breathe out, you center your attention there. As you breathe in, then the light circulates anti-clockwise up the body to Ketta, and on an in-breath descends via the middle pillar. As you breathe in again, the light circulates in a spiral. And as you breathe out, the light descends the middle pillar. Again, do this for about 6 times. And again, as you complete the exercise, just sitting with your body, noticing the effect of each fresh exercise on your sense of your inner body. Now the last of the circulation of the light exercise is the fountain. Here we bring our attention back to Malkut as we breathe in and breathe out, deepening our attention in Malkut. As we breathe in, we bring the light up the middle pillar to Keter. As we breathe out, we let it fountain around us, spraying in all directions, cleansing our entire field. And then as we breathe in and out, we gather the light in Malkut before breathing in and bringing up the light again. So just beginning in your own time and doing this again for about 6 sessions. And as you complete the fountain, once again, just sitting, feeling the effect of the various exercises on your energetic field. Now we begin the descent into the sanctuary and then into the Duat. Now do I descend into the inner sea. whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent image, the symbol of the sanctuary of the living flame. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent image, the sanctuary of the living flame. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent image, the sanctuary of the living flame. Feel yourself sinking inwards and downwards, and around you feel the shape of the inner sanctuary unfolding. Taking its shape as a square room with a dome. Noticing the particular texture and shape of your sanctuary as it manifests today. Sensing the letter Shin as a triple white flame at the apex of the dome. Noticing the altar with the name Yud-Heh Shin-Vav-Heh inscribed upon it. Noticing the four holy living creatures at the quarters. The winged human being in the east, the winged lion in the south, the white eagle in the west, the winged bull in the north. Notice the fiery red shin upon the altar. Notice how, as you stand in your sanctuary, it acquires shape and texture. It acquires personality as your energies engage with it. Feel the stillness and the peaceness of your own sanctuary. Feel the presence of the holy living beings. Feel the fiery energies of the Shin. As you remember that you are the living embodiment of the Word. You hold the deep will of the Yud, the intention. You are the creator with the deep imagination of the letter He. The free breath of the Spirit blows you where it wills. you link and embody opposites in the act of shaping and forming. And as the living flesh that embodies the spirit, you anchor all the worlds. Contemplating your form for a moment and letting above and below, east and west, north and south meet in you. And as you feel this sense of embodiment, the sense of presence, we start to make the descent into the duet, stepping down the stairway into the crypt, noticing the doorway with the crowned snakes on either side. And as we stand on that threshold place, we become aware of the goddess Hathor, she who bears the headdress of the cow's horns, she who bears the serpent upon her brow, she who is the mother of the red rock, she who is the living embodiment of the fourth gate. She who is the great cow that feeds the worlds. As you step forward into the duet, you step forward into her presence. The living mother. Who is creator and destroyer. And as you step into her, you step into her house. You step into the region of the duet that she is most powerful in. You feel her fiery and compassionate will. You feel yourself passing through the gates as though you are passing through her body. You sense the companionship of the jackal-headed one as you move through and in. As you enter into Hathor, the house of Horus, she who is the living embodiment of the house of life. As you are remade in her womb, as your time and fate are rewoven, becoming one who works with the deep energies of the universe, who is aligned with Amun-Re, the power of creative life, who works with Amun-Re so that the cycles of the universe continue. Becoming one of the great assembly, of those who speak truth in the place of truth, of these who embody Ma'at, the dynamic balance. Feel the fiery compassion of Hathor passing over you and through you. Beware of the mystery of the descent of Ra and the mystery of your own descent into the deep. Become aware of the womb chamber, the cave that is at the heart of the deepest place, the cave where the lost eye of Ra is found and new vision perceived. Be part of this multi-layered mystery. Allow Anpu to guide you through the turns and convolutions of the body of Hathor. Hathor, who is Nuit, who is Neet the Weaver, who is the Mother, who opens the day for us, who opens the world for us. Who makes us the companions of Ra. Feel the energies of the deep of the duet finding new balance in you. Find yourself stepping into a new place, accepting your place as one of those who tow the boat of Ra. As one of those who works with Ra and Hathor and Anpu, so that the cycle of things continues. Being the mother and the father, being son and daughter, being the living presence that enables the art to manifest. And letting the blessing of Ma'at touch all. Now letting the forms dissolve into the deep as you hear these words. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still as I immerse myself within the living waters. And emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, my own true form. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters. And emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, my own true form. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters. And emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, my own true form. Letting yourself emerge out of the depths, noticing your form, your body taking shape, noticing the room that you're sitting in, letting your senses bring you back into the room and back into contact.